Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and we are here live in the studio today, and we're thanking and praising God for you, you, and you. Praise the Lamb of God, because we know that God is moving mightily in the land. Praise the Lamb of God. He's turning things around. He's turning things around no matter how it looks. Praise the Lamb of God, how desperate the situation. God is turning things around. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. I woke up praising, I woke up calling on his name, I woke up telling him, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm here to do his will no matter what, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And let me tell you something, people, this was the reply in the spirit, that there is a remnant, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that's going to serve God, that there is a remnant, praise the Lamb, that God is going to use, there is a remnant. People of God, there is still a remnant in the earth. No matter how things look, there is a remnant. Praise the Lamb of God. and I am proud and happy to be a part of the remnant. I am proud and happy to be a part of the remnant, no matter how it looks, no matter how desperate the situation, no matter how it looks, people of God. Hallelujah. There is a remnant God has that will hold on in faith. You know, we always look for the people, praise the Lamb of God, that God is going to bless and that God is going to do this through, and God is going, but God said, I'm looking for a remnant now. I'm looking for a people who going to say, take it all away, but I belong to God. Hallelujah. I'm looking for the remnant. Praise the Lamb of God. You're here live with Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we're here in the studio today. Praise God. If you're listening to my voice via the internet and would like to call in, the area code is 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. And you can be a part of our live studio today. Hallelujah. I bless God for each of you that's calling in already. Those of you that is a part, praise the Lamb of God, of our studio. Oh, we thank and praise God for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Knowing that God has touched you, he's allowed you to wake up this morning. He's given you life and strength. And baby, let me tell you something. That is enough for God to do the rest. If you're alive and you have activities of your limbs, that's enough for God to do the rest. Praise the Lamb of God. That's enough. Weeping may endure for your night, but joy, hallelujah, cometh in the morning. How long is the night? Hallelujah. The night is as long as you allow it to be. Praise the Lamb of God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory.
Come on and praise the Lord, everybody. Come on and bless the Lord in this place. Come on and put your hands together. Come on, we want the people of the earth, the nations, to declare his glory and his majesty. Hallelujah. Oh.
Yeah.
name is Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, and we crown him King of kings and Lord of lords today because there's nobody else, praise the Lamb of God, that we can crown. There's nobody else that we can enthrone. There's nobody else, praise the Lamb of God, that we can sit in the seat, praise the Lamb of God, of eternal glory than the Lamb of God. He's seated on the praises of his people. People of God, I tell you, God is moving across the land. God is moving. God is moving. God is moving, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And we need to be that remnant. We need to be in that place, praise the Lamb of God, knowing that our God is God. And no matter what is happening around us, what is happening seemingly to us, praise the Lamb of God, that seems like it's not favorable, I got a word for you today, ma'am, woman of God. I have a word for you, sister. I have a word for you, brother. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to work in your favor. Praise the Lamb of God, because God said it is. Hallelujah. It's going to work in your favor because you love the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. All things work together for your good in this day and in this time. I'm excited, as you can hear in my voice. I'm glorious. Hallelujah. I'm happy. Not because money has come in the mailbox. Not because I don't have bills. Not because I don't have needs. Not because I don't have this and I don't. I'm happy because, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord touched me this morning. I rose from my, praise the Lamb of God, sleep that could have been eternal. I got up out of the bed. My knees are not hurting today. My arms are not hurting today. I have the activity of my limbs. My head is screwed on right, and my mind is stayed on Jesus. Yes, God, I have much to be thankful for. I got much to praise him for. Though there be no stalk, hallelujah, in the barn, though there be no meat, praise the Lamb of God, though there be, hallelujah, no rice in the field, though there be no wheat, hallelujah, in the field, though there be no money in my hand, yet, hallelujah, I wish I had somebody here, will I praise him, yet, will I give him glory, yet, will I lift my hands, yet, will I call him my God, my King, my Lord, my Savior? Because I know the power of Almighty God. I know him. I have watched him in the sanctuary. I have watched him move. I have watched him do over the years of my life, praise the Lamb of God. I have watched him provide when there was no way. Hallelujah. I've watched him keep lights on. I watched him pay gas bills. I watched him, hallelujah, pay mortgages. I watched him give homes to those that were outdoors. I watched him, hallelujah, move in miraculous ways. Nobody is going to turn me away from the God that I serve. I love him today. Praise the Lamb of God. I love him today. I love him. He's a miracle working God, and he's working on your behalf. Don't. Or what you say, Shakespeare, give up on God. Why not, Shakespeare? He has not given up on you, praise the Lamb of God. Don't give up on God, because God has not given up on you. Keep it moving, children of God. Keep your pace of praise. Keep your pace of prayer, praise the Lamb of God. Keep your hands lifted. Keep shouting the name of Jesus. I promise you it's going to break. The devil has to get his hands off your property. The devil's got to get his hands off your body. The devil has to get his hands off your finances. The devil has to get his hands off you. Why? Because you are a child of the living God. You are a child of the King. You are incorruptible seed. You are an inheritor. Praise the Lamb of God of an eternal life and eternal seats in the heavenly places. You belong to God. Don't give up now. The prophet came. I rose to encourage you today. Don't give up now. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to hear somebody say, I have a yet praise. Hallelujah. hallelujah down in my belly. I have a praise for God today in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus Christ. I have a yet praise. Hallelujah. Why? Because my God is awesome. And it's that I want to praise him some more. Come on, you all. Lift up your heads, you ever, ye, oh, ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors.
Such an awesome God. Such an awesome
glory.
Such an awesome God. 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 Isn't he a worthy God? Such an awesome God. Such an awesome God. Such an awesome God. Such an awesome God.
We sing this to you.
Such an awesome God. Such an awesome God.
Such an awesome God.
Such an awesome God.
Such an awesome God. I love
I need someone who's going to push one on their dial. Praise the Lamb of God, who's going to press their way into the throne room. I don't need no baby Christian. I don't need somebody rocking in their baby chair right now. I need somebody that know their God. Thank you, Jesus. I need somebody who know Jesus today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I need somebody, praise the Lamb, who want to go in warfare on behalf of their brothers and sisters. I need an intercessor, somebody who want to stand in the gap, somebody who will say, God, you can't let this one down. God, you can't let this one lose their house. God, you can't let this one die on that operating table. God, you can't let mother go out like this. God, help the prophet. God, help the apostle. God, help my pastor. God, I'm standing here because I know I got favor with you. I know you love me today. I know you love me. I felt your spirit this morning when I called on your name. I know you live in my house. I know you ride in my car. I know you with my children and my grandchildren. I need an intercessor, somebody who know God today. Hallelujah. 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 I need an intercessor. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody who's going to cry out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, y'all forgive me today. My God, my God. But things didn't look favorable last night. Things didn't look favorable in the middle of the morning. Things didn't look favorable. Praise the Lamb of God. But we may endure for a night. Praise the Lamb of God. But I promise you, joy, he'll give it to you. He'll give you joy. I woke up this morning with God declaring in my ear, there is a remnant, hallelujah, that have not bowed to Baal. There is a remnant. Hey, God. Hey, God. I can't get it out, man. I'm trying, people of God, but there is a remnant. Praise the Lamb of God. I give them praise. I give them praise today. I still worship him. I'm going to worship him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me see who this is.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Hallelujah, man of God.
Bless you. Bless you, God. Bless you, God. We exalt your holy name on today, Father. And we praise your holy name, Father, for who you are, Father. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father God, for allowing us to rise up today, God. Battling, Father, right now, God, for our people, Father God. Battling for our sisters and our brothers on today, Father God. Oh, God, I stand right now in the gap right now, God, for Prophet Michael Shakespeare right now, God. I cast out and I devour each and every attack, Father God, any assignment, Father God, any backlash, any disagreement, Father God, any attacks, Father God, that you might try, that the enemy trying to rise up against the man of God, we bind it up and we cast it out right now, God. I pray right now, God, the blood right now for the administrators on today, Father God. I pray that you stripping their minds, Father God, stripping their hearts, Father God, stripping their spirit, oh God. God, stripping their families, Father God, like never before. I pray right now, God, for oneness, Father God. I pray for the blood right now, the bleed and flow of our children right now, God, across this country and across this world right now, God. I pray right now for God to put each intercessor on today, Father God. I pray right now, God, that they armor up, Father God, from head to toe, Father God. Oh, God, that they right, God, I thank you for your righteousness, Father God. I thank you for your strength, Father God. I thank you for salvation, Father God. I thank you for your word. The good news on today, Father God. Thank you for truth, oh God. I pray right now, God, for God. I pray for our BSMI family, Father God. Those who are connected to this page on today, Father. I pray right now, God. God, I pray right now, God. Deliverance right now in their lives, oh God. Oh God, I pray to walk in faith. You are for a stronger trust into you, Father God. I pray right now for a deeper press into you, Father God. And forgive us, Father God, if we spoke, Father God, that does not line up with your will and your way, God. Forgive us, Father God, if we doubt, God, if we question anything, Father God, if we spoke to our sisters, Father God, of any backlash word, Father God, anyone. Jealousy, we bind it now in Jesus' name. I pray right now, God, for restoration and revival. You and your people on today, Father God. Oh, fresh fire to burn in the bellies of your people on today, God. I pray serenity, oh God, fresh wine and wineskins, oh God. I pray right now, God, for right now, Father. I pray that you strengthen them right now, God. I pray right now, God, for healing and deliverance, Father God. I pray for miracle power right now, God. Moving in your people across the nation right now, God. Manifest, God. Father God, for deliverance today, Father God. Let our hearts be open. I pray, God, they may call in today, Father God. I plead the blood. I bind any back. I pray right now for the evangelist, Father God. I pray for the pastor, Father God. I pray for the country leaders, deacons, Father God. Deacon bread, Father God. I pray for the choir. I say a prayer of faith. Have your way, God. I pray for that single mother. I pray for that single father, God. I pray for, Father, for grace. God, I pray right now, oh God, now for the
Jesus,
Father God, the
Christian,
the people across the nation, hallelujah, to your name, Father God. We worship your holy name on today, Father God. We exalt your name, Father. We thank you on today, God. Take it over my office. Attack. Like it's all, Father God. It's all, family, God. It's all going to be for the good of those connected to this page, Father God. Everything that we thank you for, the gift shall prosper, Father God. This masterpiece in your eyes, Father God. Thank you for your power. Hallelujah, Father God.
Oh, God.
Lift up right now, God. Lift up the intercessor. Lift up the divine. Father God, lift up the knees, Father God. Lift up, Father God, all those. Amanda, Father God, lift up
Mary.
Father God, all those who may pray on Friday night. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah, Father, we exalt your name once. Oh God.
And Brett Brown, praise the Lamb of God, the Son of the Living God. Hallelujah. Bertha Pruitt, come on, pray, Bertha. Fire with us now. Come on, Bertha.
Oh, how great is our God. How great is our God. God, you cut us a red sea that the Israelites can step through on dry land. God of God, you sent the plagues upon the Egyptians when they were tormenting your people. Father God, you raised the dead. You opened the blinded eyes. You made the lame to walk. That's how great our God is. There's none like you, oh God. And oh God, for that we worship you, Lord. We worship you in spirit and in truth. God, we just come to magnify you. Oh, Daniel, as you lift you up. God, you said if we lift you up, that you would draw our men unto you. Father God, for we lift up holy hands in your presence, oh God. We bow down in reverence and honor your name. We give you glory and majesty, oh God. God, right now in the name of Jesus, in agreement with the prayer and brother Brandon.
Talk to him, daughter.
We cast down and we pour down every assignment that the enemy has sent against your people. God, we cast down every strategy, oh God. God, we ask you now to release a burning fire, anointing, oh God, a new fresh fire to consume, oh God, and burn up every and we call in our loved ones, our children, nieces, nephews, cousins. We call in now, God, from the north, east, south, and the west. Oh, God, touch their minds. Renew their minds, oh, God. We call in the backsliders, oh, God. Father, God, you said in your word that the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. God, stir up the laborers to go out and preach your word, teach your word, prepare men and women to repent and come to you. God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for renewal. We thank you for reviving us, oh God, that we'll be the glory carriers that you have commissioned us to be. God, we give you the glory. We thank you, oh God, for blinding the attack on prophets. We thank you for the word of protection. We thank you for the fire of your anointing. That burns them, oh God. You can't have him. We command you now to go back to the pits of hell from which you came. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, God. We give you glory, God.
Praise the Lamb of God, of Brother Brett Brown, and then for Praise the Lamb of God, my daughter, hallelujah. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Bertha Pruitt, Mama Bertha is here, you people of God. Hallelujah, we just thank and praise God. My, what an awesome God we serve. He is awesome in all of his ways, and we just give him praise. And people, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that believe in the works of prayer, that believe that God is a prayer-hearing God. People of God, let me tell you, I'm serious today. Praise the Lamb of God, because I woke up on awakened on a serious note this morning. Hallelujah. People of God, let me tell you, I don't care how it looks. I don't care, praise the Lamb of God, how you feel. I don't care, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, praise the Lord, what reports you get. You better hear the prophet today. God has not left you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
You better do like Samson. You better shake yourself. Hallelujah. You better do like Samson. Samson would shake himself. When he shook himself, he would be waiting to feel the Spirit of the Lord to come upon him. Hallelujah. You better shake yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God so that the power of God move upon you. Know your God today. Don't play with God today. Don't act like you know him. You're sitting up in church while your car note and your house note and everything is paid, waving your hands, looking all pious. But when you get down and out, can you trust him now? Hallelujah. To bring you out. When you get sick, can you trust him now? When the doctor said, I don't know, can you trust him now? My God, come and you trust him now. Mama's gone and daddy's gone. And you trust him now. Nobody will give you a hand out, a hand up. Help up. Nobody will look. Can you trust him? You can't trust him. Can you trust him now? Hallelujah. Can you trust him now? Hallelujah. Can you trust him now? Can you trust him? Praise the Lamb of God. When you can't trace him, can you trust him? Lord God Almighty, the devil shouldn't have let me get out of the bed. My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. Jesus, there's nobody like Jesus. There's nobody like him, people. Praise the Lamb of God. Keep your hand in his hand. Keep trusting him. Hallelujah. Your breakthrough is at your door. Hallelujah. I'm prophesying right now. Your breakthrough is at your door. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, shut up. God. Oh, God. I give you praise today for intercessory. I give you praise for the remnant. Thank you, Father, for the remnant day. Thank you, Father, for the remnant day. Thank you, Father. I know somebody said, Prophet must have had some espresso in that coffee. I haven't even had a cup of coffee today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everybody know I'm a Starbucks man, but the book didn't hit me today. Jesus, hallelujah, woke me up on it. Jesus, me on my way. Jesus, hallelujah. When I woke up, I called his name in the bed. Father, stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If you will draw yourself to me, well,
Jesus.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Yes. I wish. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I ain't throwing no pity party. I'm throwing a praise party today. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
You are God today.
Oh,
Hallelujah. I give no place to the devil. I give no place to the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, my goodness gracious. My goodness gracious. My God. My God. Hey, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. You better tell somebody, the prophet's on the air today. You better tell somebody, he's fired up. Praise the Lamb of God with Holy Ghost fire that cannot be put out. Can't put on this one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My son Brett Brown is here with me. Bertha Pruitt is here with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo. Bertha, that woman called me last night. I think her name is something Works. Evangelist Works.
Evangelist Works. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, she called me last night about Bertha, talking about Bertha last night, talking about the woman of God. Hallelujah. And the spirit that's on Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God that's working mightily in her. Hallelujah. She said, I ain't never met a woman like that woman. Praise him. She was so excited about Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth, people of God. When the light of God is on you, praise the Lamb of God. When God is in your life, when you have yielded Jesus Christ, he'll let the sun shine on you. You'll go in our house and be sitting in the back, and somebody will see glory all over you. You'll be walking down the aisle and give your offering, and somebody will see glory all over you. You'll open your mouth to praise God, and somebody will hear the trump of God down in your belly. Hallelujah. You'll never know where your breakthrough is going to come from. You never know where it's going to take place. You never know where God is going to bless you. Just be ready to move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Get out of that complaint window and get in the praise window with me. Get out of the complaint window. Throw that ticket up to the side. We are not complainers. We are praisers. We lift our hands before the Lord in every situation and give him praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus, for your matchless love today. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
I love him. I love him. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
I so love you, Lord.
He's too much for me today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, God, oh, God.
I love you, Lord.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Hallelujah. I love him today, but I love God today.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. We got another caller here. Error code 804. Your mic is hot. Error code 804. Hello?
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Yes. 804, your mic is hot.
Amen.
You're on the air with Prophet Shakespeare, area code 804-247-8197.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Who's calling?
This is Yoshida Hicks.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing okay.
Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia.
All right. Praise the Lamb.
And
you down in my friend's town. Praise the Lord. Oh, Rashida, you down there in Daryl Husband City and Lance Watson's town, all down in that way.
Yeah.
It's in Tabernacle.
Is this
Robinson. Hallelujah. What church you belong to there?
Greater House of Change, Apostle Peter.
Greater House of Change. Hallelujah. Babe, what can we do for you today? Praise the Lamb of God.
I know God is doing some wondrous things with me right now. You know, I know the devil trying to make me doubt my God, you know, hitting my finances, but yet I'm still praising God. I'm thanking him for waking me up this morning. I'm thanking him for the job. I'm thanking him for allowing me to be in place on the job where these people need him, need to know who he is. So I'm just thanking God.
Hallelujah. Well, daughter, let me tell you something. If you are in the praise place, you are in the right place.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God in heaven, I hope you heard that. If you are in a praise place, praise the Lamb, I'm talking about your mind and heart and spirit, you are in the right place, praise the Lamb of God. There's many of God's people, there's many, and I'm glad you're here today because you are a, praise the Lamb of God, a part of that remnant, praise the Lamb of God, that are going through, hallelujah, but in spite of going through, they're holding on to the unchangeable hand of God. They're holding on to the immutable hand of God, to the omnipotent hand of God, hallelujah, to the omnipresent hand of God, to the omniscient hand of God. They're holding on, as I've talked about Sunday, to a God who cannot be compared to other gods, praise the Lamb of God, who's sensitive to his people, praise the Lamb of God. You're holding on. That's all God needs is a remnant to hold on. Praise the Lamb of God, who will not bow to Baal, will not look for sinful ways, hallelujah, to make ends meet, who will stand on the promises of God and say, God, I'm going to trust you even when I don't you.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to trust you when I can't feel you. I'm going to trust you, hallelujah, when I can't hear from you. I'm going to trust you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Lord, you are one of those, praise the Lamb of God, that breakthrough is about to happen for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I told you all this a few minutes ago. I didn't say God was in your mailbox. No, no, no. I didn't say, praise the Lamb of God, he was waiting on you at your job. I say he's at the door. Praise the Lamb of God. Behold, I knock. Hallelujah. And if any man would open up unto me, I'll come in and I will sup with him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is at the door of our situations. He's at the door of our circumstances. Praise the Lamb of God. He's right there. He's right there, though. Don't think he's not. Praise the Lamb of God. And breakthrough is on the horizon for you. God is about to bless your vest. God with blessings. God is about to bless your vest. There's even some naysayers around you, some people around you, of God, that have been talking you down, pointing the finger at you, praise the Lamb of God, talking about look at you now, but baby, let your haters keep coming, praise the Lamb of God. I wish you had a haters' phone book right now that you can call all of them and say, y'all better come on and hate on me now, praise the Lamb of God. Because when God shows up and show out in your life, daughter, it's going to be a brand new day. Praise the Lamb. When they see the way you're riding, when they see the way you're dressing, when they see the way you're living, praise the Lamb, it's going to be undeniable that you belong to the great I Am, that Yeshua, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, your boyfriend, Jesus, God calls you handmaid, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, that he's right there for you, the doors are opening for you today, in the name, mandate, in the name, that's above every name.
Amen.
I command the door under the Lord's blessing to open for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Amen. You be blessed, daughter. Hallelujah. Shandarabu Shedalabashata. Hey, God. Underabu Shedalabashata. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, yes. Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, my God. I know my son Brett has to go back to work. Praise the Lamb of God. Where is my buddy, Prophet Darrell? I thought I saw him in queue earlier. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, I got Bertha here with me. I ain't worried about nothing. I got some back support here. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. There he is, Prophet Darrell.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir, Papa. Yes, sir.
Man, we on a high here today. Hallelujah. We are on the high today. Praise the Lamb of God. Our God, my God, is something else. I tell you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale, the Lord woke me up with that remnant word this morning. I'm telling you the truth. When I opened in my eyes today, God said, there is a remnant. There is a remnant. My God. Hallelujah. Who has not bowed to Baal. There is a remnant.
Oh.
Hallelujah. What you say, Prophet Daryl?
Woo!
Hallelujah. My God. That's all God needs is a remnant. Elijah thought he was by himself. Praise the Lamb of God. Elijah got discouraged and went in to a cave. Hallelujah.
Yes,
this was after God rained down fire.
Sure,
this was
yeah.
after the abundance of rain came. Hallelujah. Elijah went in a cave, Prophet Daryl, and wanted to commit suicide.
Lord Jesus.
Lord, ain't nobody but me. There's nobody but me out here. I'm out here doing your will, looking like a fool. Your people won't pray for me or stand with me. I'm out here by myself. I have no friends.
Oh,
I have no home. I'm a vagabond. I wish some people would see his condition today. Here's a man fire than came from hell and he don't from heaven and he don't even have an address. Here's a man without a office box. Here's a man, praise the Lord, without a debit card. Here's a man without food stamps. Here's a man without Obamacare. Here's a man wearing, praise the Lamb of God, a leather girdle, hallelujah, and a wool, praise the Lamb of God, spiky wool, praise the camel's hair on his chest, praise the Lamb of God. Here's a man, praise the Lamb, sitting by a brook that then dried up on him, drinking water, waiting on birds to bring him food, no refrigerator. No stove. Hallelujah. Here's a man walking around, praise the Lamb of God, sometimes with sandals on and sometimes bare feet. Here's a man that was invited into their home because they knew Jezebel was looking for his head. Here's a man, praise the Lamb of God, sitting in a cave all by himself, Prophet Daryl. Hope with no help. Hallelujah. Sitting in a cave, praise the Lamb of God, after he had left Zarephath and a woman had been feeding him bread, hallelujah, and her little cruse and her oil, praise in her meal barrel, and he's sitting there after the greatest battle of defeat over the enemy. He's depressed. He's depressed. And he says, Lord, ain't nobody but me. Praise the Lamb of God. And in a still, small voice, my God in heaven, after the thunder roared, under after the earthquake, a still, small voice, under comes and whispered to him, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and say, Elijah, I have a remnant. I got 1,000 prophets that have not bowed to Baal. Praise the Lamb of God. I have a remnant. I have people who still love me. I have people who are still calling on me. They may be trembling. They may be fearful. But they're calling on me. There is a remnant that I have not given over yet. There is a remnant that have not been seduced. There is a remnant not selling their tail. There is a remnant not playing the lottery. There is a remnant that's not drunk every day. There is a remnant that's not on drugs. There is a remnant that's not selling their body. There is a remnant remnant. There is a remnant. There is a remnant. That's what God says. Hallelujah.
There is a remnant. Yes, Lord.
There's a remnant. There is a remnant. Hallelujah,
yes,
to the Lamb of God. There is. There is a remnant. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
And you people of God, you my brothers and sisters,
hallelujah,
beloved, hallelujah, incorruptible seed, my God, under the Shadada, under the our God, incorruptible seed. I want to tell you something today. There's a remnant. Hallelujah. If you hold on today, my God, my God.
Hey God.
Oh God, I knew God was speaking to me today. I knew he was speaking to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Because even the prophets there, Bertha, even as a prophetess, even as an evangelist, even as a man or woman of God, sometimes it looks like nobody cares.
That's
sometimes
right.
You feel, don't care how much power God displays. Sometimes you feel when you turn your lock, hallelujah, and nobody's in the house to say they love you. Hallelujah. Nobody wraps their arms around you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you look and you see Prophet Dale, I'm going to tell you this while you're going to organize and mobilize that church. Sometimes you're going to look in the offering tray. Hallelujah. And there's going to be an offering in there for a visiting preacher that's going to make you cry because your people won't give to you. Hallelujah. You better hear the man of God today. Hallelujah. But you got to be a part of the remnant. There's going to be days. Hallelujah. When you're going to pay bills out of your pocket and you'll never be reimbursed by your people. Hallelujah. They'll go home driving their fancy cars and won't care if you have one to ride in. You better listen to a prophet today. You'll lay hands on them, they'll be healed. And they didn't pay doctor bills, but they won't give you a dollar. Better hear me today. You'll go to school for their children, and they'll tell you, thank you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's all you're going to get is a thank you. They hear me today, Prophet Darrell. There's a depression that can come over the man and woman of God that nobody can understand. No matter how much spirit, how much power, how much praise the Lamb of God. When it seems like nobody cares about you, you're all alone fighting a battle to try to bring folk out of darkness into light that don't want to come out of the darkness. Hallelujah. Comfortable in darkness. Hallelujah. They're comfortable in sin. They're comfortable waddling in the mud. They'd rather play the lottery than to give you a dollar in your offering. Hallelujah. They'll go buy whiskey and wine and beer. Praise the Lamb of God. They'll go to casinos. They'll go to the movie theater. I'm talking to you, man of God. But lift up your head, man of God. Hallelujah. In a still, small voice, God will come to your bed and say, there is a remnant. Hallelujah. There is a remnant. There is a remnant. There is a remnant. Praise the Lamb of God. That I still have some people, hallelujah, that love me, that adore me. My God in heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know what a remnant is about. Praise the Lamb of God. My God. My God. Prophesy week after week, day after day. Do all you can, Prophet Darrell. Hallelujah. But sometimes you're going to have to hear the still, small voice telling you there is a remnant. Praise God. I love Jesus. Y'all forgive me. I love Jesus, but I didn't do this. God did it this morning. Hallelujah. God did it this morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To the name of God. Hallelujah. The King of God. Hallelujah. to the Lord of glory. Jesus. There is. There's a remnant. There is a remnant.
Yes, it is. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Bless your name. Bless your name. Under the bullshit, it is a lot of bullshit. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Under the bullshit, it is a baba. We're going to listen to this right back. Prophetic flow. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Under the bullshit, it is a
baba.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, God. I love you, God.
In the power of you,
we worship. Thank you,
Jesus. And stand amazed
at the Lord. Not living
Now your presence fills this place.
God is in this. What a beautiful song. Our power, dominion, riches, and glory be unto our God forever and ever. Hallelujah. Father, thank you now. We come pray with the Lamb of God to prophesy to your people. Thank you for the release of your glory and your anointing on our lives. Thank you for your daughter, hallelujah, who's here in queue with us. Thank you, Father. Birthday is yours. Thank you, Father, for Prophet Daryl. I give you praise for his life, for the transformation that's going on inside of him. Thank you, Father, that he's transitioning in the natural. He's transitioning in the spiritual to greater heights and deeper depths. I thank you that he is the voice that mayors and governors will call on. Hallelujah. I thank you that he is the voice. Hallelujah. Yes, God, that people in the city where he lives will seek him out to hear his words. Oh, God, now, Father, release upon us your prophetic hand. Hallelujah. I feel you, God. And let us bubble up in our bellies fresh word for your people. We love you. We adore you. We don't charge your people, Father. We don't set price for your word, neither for the virtue that leaves our bodies, neither the strain that's placed upon us. Hallelujah. To live a life that's conditioned that we can be. Hallelujah. The remnant that you whispered to. So whisper to us now and speak, God, that we might speak. Hallelujah. And it's for your glory. It's for your honor. It's for your praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those of you that's listening to me now, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those of you that's listening, you can push 1 on your dial if you would like a prophetic word today from one of us or all 3 of us. Praise the Lamb of God. You're seeking God for a word. Push 1 on your dial today. Praise the Lord is here. Hallelujah. But it's up to you, my God in heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. Push 1 on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all mighty quiet today, people of God. Hallelujah. There's one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And watch the Lord speak to you today. We just are excited about God. Y'all forgive me. Maybe I'm too enthusiastic about the word of God that he has spoken over us today. That there is a remnant. Hallelujah. There is a remnant, people of God. Hallelujah. And you are a part of the remnant. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl and Bertha, is there anything you want to say before we start? Hallelujah. I feel something here, but I don't know what it is. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Papa, I just want to say that I just stand in agreement with you all because there is a remnant. They had not bowed to Baal. They had not bowed to Krishna. They had not bowed to Allah. They had not bowed to Buddha. And I just feel the presence of the Lord, oh my goodness. It's so strong, oh my goodness. It's just like his weight of his the weight of his glory is here.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Bertha, anything you want to say?
I just thank God that I'm a part of the remnant.
And I just thank God that I walk in obedience to his voice and his commands. Because Sunday, after we left service, I told Mary, I say, Mary, there's something wrong with Prophet's breathing, and the enemy is attacking him through that cough. And the Lord just had me to intercede for you and Prophet Dale on this week. And I thank God I walk in obedience. We don't know why God tell us to pray for individuals when he say pray, but I thank God that I obey his voice. And those that he tells me to stand in the gap for, I do it because he knows what's coming. And I just thank him that he's called me and chose me and found me worthy to stand in the gap for the apostles and the prophets, and that he trusts me to do what he say do.
My God in heaven. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Bless you. And thank you for being a gapper. Hallelujah. In my book, that I wrote on the call and burden of intercessory prayer, Prophet Daryl, there's a chapter, a small chapter in there that deals with the gapper's anointing, those who are qualified to stand in the gap. Everybody can't do it. Praise the Lamb of God. But I tell you this, I know that Bertha is a gapper. Praise the Lamb. She stands in the gap, man of God. And we are so grateful. Oh, my God. We are so grateful to have those people that are qualified that God has given us. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm welling up here, people. Y'all just don't understand. The weight of the presence of God's hand is on us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I love you. Hallelujah. Yes. Bless your name.
Yes,
your name. Hallelujah, God. Woo. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In my meditation, I read today, Prophet Darren, in my meditation out of Isaiah 49, and the ninth verse, it says, on all bare heights shall be their pasture. And looked at the commentary and read it. It talks about those who are willing to sacrifice the blood, hallelujah, to gain the acceptable places in God, the acceptable heights in God that he desires to take us, calls for the shedding of blood through manifold trials and tribulations. Praise the Lamb. Through many testings. Hallelujah. That because that purges us and helps us to be what God needs us to be in the season that he desires to use us in. Praise the Lamb of God. But those that pay the price of the blood, hallelujah, that will don't mind blood, sweat, and tears, hallelujah, for the prize, for the lofty places in the spirit realm. Those are the ones, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that God allows to ride in their high places. All right, we're going to open the lines now. Boy, oh boy, it's in my throat. Hallelujah. I need to just go bust out and cry, but I can't right now. We got people to talk to. Error code 708. Your mic is hot.
Bless you, Prophet.
Hey, man of God. Is this Pastor Brad?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. We don't hear your voice that often on the show anymore, but I'm honored to have you here with us today. Pastor Brad, how are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. I can't complain.
How's your dad?
He's better. He's getting better. He's in therapy now. Still dealing with it, but I've been talking with him, trying to keep him encouraged. But he's doing good. He's doing good.
Well, we praise God. He yet lives. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
He yet lives.
And I want to thank you, Prophet, the intercessors, and all who pray for me and pray with me on behalf of my father.
We praise God for you, man of God. Hallelujah. Ask Lord. Bertha, do you have anything to speak into the life of Pastor Brad Frazier here?
Just a confirmation, Pastor Frazier, of what God has already told you. Be encouraged. The increase is coming. The promotion is coming. And the elevation is coming.
My God.
God is just hold on. Let your faith work along with patience. They are the twins. Work them together. Because it's already been released in the spirit realm, and it's been to manifest in the natural, says the Lord.
Yes. All right, Prophet Daryl.
Thank you. I just want to tell you, my brother, that you are part of the remnant that had not bowed to Baal. You have, oh my God, God said you have not compromised your faith. You have stood on the, oh my God, God said you have stood on many platforms and declared the gospel. And just because you stood on the platforms and declared the true gospel, now I'm getting ready to raise up this new nation in you. Hallelujah. There's going to be warriors and going to be a threat to Satan's kingdom, hallelujah. And God said he is depositing a double portion of anointing on you for such a time as this, hallelujah. Where therefore you begin to speak, hallelujah, things is going to begin to manifest right before your eyes, so said the Spirit of God. God said you're going to begin to speak to people, hallelujah. You ain't even going to have to lay hands. You're just going to speak, and things is just going to unfold. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And he said, oh, my God, he said the finances is getting ready to catch up to your faith.
Speak, man of God.
He said he's getting ready to put a deposit in your finance. Hallelujah, to where therefore you're going to be able to carry out kingdom business.
Thank you, God.
Ah, so God, God said.
Jesus. Man of God, I stand in agreement with Bertha and Prophet Daryl today. I add nothing, I take nothing away. Praise the Lamb of God. I just say to you, my God, and I know it's been rough on you, man, because things have been coming at you in multiple, praise the Lamb of God, attacks. But let me tell you what you do, Pastor Brad. In the old church, the wood floor church, they used to have a term that they used that you don't hear no more. Keep your hand in the winding chain.
Yes, sir.
And hold to God's changing hand. That's what I say to you, man of God. And I know you know what that means. Hallelujah. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Praise the Lamb of God. And you're going to see the manifestation. And let me tell you something. The breakthrough is already upon you, man. I'm telling you. Praise the Lamb of God. This is not a far-off word. Hallelujah. This word that you received today is not far off. God is about to bust your best over. Your worst is over. I promise you that. Your worst. Your worst is over. Your worst is over, son. Praise the Lamb of God, says God. Hallelujah. I see the breaking of day. I see the sun rising on your situation, your circumstances. I see doors opening, and I see favor overtaking you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, we bless you. Be blessed, man of God. Hallelujah. Woo, what a mighty man of God he is. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 314, your mic is
high.
Who's calling and where are you calling from? I can't hear you.
Diane.
I can't hear you, Diane. You have to speak up.
Okay.
And where are you calling?
St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri. How you doing, Di?
I'm good.
Well, praise God today for you, and we thank God for you being on the show today. Praise the Lamb of God. You need a word from the Lord? Evidently, huh?
Yes.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, do you hear the Lord speaking for your sister today?
Diane, the Lord speaks one word, threshing floor. The Lord has you on the threshing floor right now. And he's threshing you as a grape would be threshed. He's pushing out everything that should not be there. And he's putting in everything that he wants there. It's like you can't put new wine in an old wine bottle. So he's removing the old and he's replacing it with the new. You are a worshiper. You are an intercessor. Not only are you an intercessor, you are a gapper and a warrior. And God has elevated you in your ministry of warfare. And he's preparing you now. He's taking you through the process. That's why you're going through things and things are coming up against you. Because God is taking you through the process of this threshing to get you where you need to be. Says the Lord, hold on. Hold on, don't give in and don't give out.
My God.
Accept the change. Accept the change. Because your change is going to open doors for you, says the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah,
okay.
Brother.
I just heard a song up in my spirit. Lord, be patient with me. God is not through with me yet.
Oh, my God.
Be patient with me.
Yes, Lord.
God is not through with me yet. I shall come forth as pure gold. Lord, please be patient with me. Because God is not through with me yet. I shall come forth. A lot of people say as pure gold, but I heard the scripture say as gold. You coming forth as gold. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as you begin to press more and more into the Lord, God is going to continue to shed some weight off of you like never before. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's going to shed spiritual weight off of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And not only that, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say in the the more you press into him, the more he's going to pour into you.
Yes,
hallelujah. And not only that, God said he's getting ready to elevate you spiritually.
Yeah.
So God is getting ready to elevate your mind. Not only that, he's getting ready to elevate your mind, but he's getting ready to elevate your faith. Whenever you say you want, hallelujah, he's going to do it all because of your faith. So let the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I hear a song, Praise the Lamb of God, in the Spirit that Bishop Morton sings, but the Lord spoke it to me about you, that it says, open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain. God said he is opening the floodgates of heaven for you. Praise the Lamb of God, and he's going to let it rain on your situations and your circumstances. Do you have a son?
Yes.
How old is he?
15.
He's 15?
Yes.
You got a preacher on your hand. Do you know that?
Yes, I do. Yes,
well,
I
the
do.
Lord is going to come to you shortly and confess his calling to the ministry. He's
okay.
going to tell you that he's been called by God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. So you get ready for that, too. That's a direct shifting sign, praise the Lamb of God, of what Prophet Daryl and Bertha has spoken to you. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to be a shift in your situation, in your circle. Oh, my God, wait a minute. The Lord is speaking. my God. God said he's going to raise that boy up to be one of the greatest pastors that this nation ever know.
Wow.
Your son. Hallelujah. Your son. God said he's going to raise him up to be one of the greatest pastors that this nation will ever know. You get ready, Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And with his elevations, your elevations are going to come. Well, the way God is going to bless him is going to cause you to be blessed for the rest of your days. You ain't going to never have to worry about nothing.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. So know that, Diane, that your prayers, your lifestyle, and what you have done and the sacrifices you have made for that child is not in vain. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Okay.
Yes, his time has come and God is going to bless you. I love you. I bless you today. You be blessed. I wish I could lay hands on them. I wish y'all could get to the gathering in November.
I wish I could.
If y'all could get together, that would be awesome. And we could lay hands on that boy. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you today. You be blessed, girl.
Okay. I'm calling from work. That's probably why you can't really hear me a lot. But I appreciate the ministry of Apostle Shakespeare.
Well, bless you, daughter.
The gift that you are to the body of Christ. I don't take it lightly because I've been listening since June and have been tremendously blessed.
All right. Well, praise God. That's uplifting to us. Hallelujah. To know that. Hallelujah. Bless. My. Erico 973.
Hi. Good afternoon. This is Elaine in New Jersey. Hi.
This Jersey calling again, or as
yes,
I say, Joyzy.
Yeah,
this Joyzy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me say this before you come on. I gave a word to our daughter Janelle in Albuquerque. Her parents live in Colorado. Praise the Lamb of God. And the Lord said he was going to visit Colorado in a destructive way. And I want you all to know that there's flooding there right now that's killing people. They are trying to rescue people in the groves right this moment. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And don't forget, God said that he had visited, praise the Lamb of God, South Carolina. And a day or so ago, he told me, he said, I have taken the assessment. Now, praise the Lamb of God, the judgment is going to come. So, Carolinas, just remember, the prophet told you to get ready. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, Jersey. How you doing, Jersey? How you doing, girl? Tell me something good.
I'm good. I'm just, you know, I'm just standing, you know, through the blood, sweat, and tears, and I just, you know, just needed to hear from the Lord today.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, let's see what the Lord is speaking to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, what you want to say to your sister? Is there a word?
No, Prophet.
No word for today. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell?
I just want to tell her God is pleased.
My goodness gracious.
Hold on in there. Hold on with all you got. I don't care if the enemy throwing everything at you but the kitchen sink and the tub. Hold on in there. Because, see, after this, you shall live. Through this, you shall live. And be happy, so said the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Even that you've been going through in the spirit realm, hallelujah, is getting ready to make you better. For the next 21 days, you need to just wake up and say, I am better. Come on, Dios, say God. You need to just wake up and just say, I am better than I used to be. Under the behold, tell him I shake you under the
behold.
Hey, I see God. Yeah, God.
I am better.
You're going to survive in this season. Hallelujah. I don't care. All hell may be breaking loose around you. Folk, oh, my God, folk may be getting sick around you, but you ought to wake up and say you are victorious in this season.
Hallelujah.
So says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And when I looked at you, I saw a brand new red car come up against you as well.
Jesus.
Ooh.
A red.
Ooh, a brand new one. Praise God.
I saw this red car. That red car said, shoot, roll right on to you.
My God.
I don't know
Hallelujah.
Light red, but I saw it.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Girl, you know what? I ain't going to put nothing on top of that but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We just going to put the icing like a red velvet cake on that car with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah. Let you ride around Jersey waving your hand out your window like you are Princess Di or something. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Girl, you gone with your bad self. Praise the Lamb of God. God loves you today and is going to be well with you in Jesus' name. Be blessed.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Old prophet down and then shows read her cookie jar good today. Praise the Lamb. All right, here we go. We're going to California now. Notice 818. This is Balboa, Kimmy, or somebody. 818. 818, area code. Hello? I can't hear you. Is this a demon? I feel a spirit here, Prophet Daryl.
Yes, sir.
Satan, the Lord rebuke you.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Spirit
there, Doc. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, let me tell you something. If demons don't call in this show, we doing something wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. Did you hear that demon, man?
Jesus.
Bertha, did you hear that? I felt it.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. The blood of
Mike,
Jesus.
I felt that spirit.
The blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. A demonic force that hates what we're doing. And Satan, I'm going to tell you something. Go to hell in Jesus' name. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you can't do nothing with this show. You can't do nothing with this show. The blood of Jesus. That was shed at Calvary. The blood. My God. You can't do nothing with this. Praise the Lamb of God. Can't fill your flow, burn your candles, and make you some voodoo dolls. You can't do nothing with this. I'll come in your house, devil, and dance all over your altar in the name of Yeshua. I got power over you. Hallelujah. Now bind your wickedness. Hallelujah. Which I speak death upon you. Jesus. Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I out of which to live. In Jesus' name. Record 1111111111.
Jesus.
Hello, Prophet. Anne here.
Who is this?
This is Anne.
And Mr. Ann down in California?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, dear?
Doing good.
Boy, oh boy, I ain't never heard breathing like that in my life.
Wow.
Praise the Lamb of God. What a demon that was. Praise the Lord. And what's going on with you, girl?
Wow. Well, I'm doing good, and... You know, I'm not a word junkie, but for the past 3 days, I've been praying on help making a decision. An opportunity has come up, which would involve me possibly relocating.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it seems like a lot of stuff is going on in my immediate area, like around my mom. So I just want clarity. Like, I just want know God to intervene and let give me a clear answer if this is an opportunity I need to take or if I should wait. So just praying for...
Didn't the Lord speak relocation over you once before?
He surely did, Prophet, and I know that that's part of it, and I just want to, you know, I just want to know, like, okay, this is definitely it, or should I wait longer? I have a problem making decisions sometimes, and I know sometimes the Holy Spirit will give me a clear answer on something to do, and I'll do it, but this time I'm just like, you know, I just want to hear clearly, this is it, and I can go forward.
My God.
That's what I am praying about. And I have a prayer.
My God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Well, I'm gonna let these prophets and prophetess talk to you right quick because I spoke to you about this once before, but I want them to speak. Praise the Lamb of God, Bertha. You're up at the mic.
Amen. Oh Jesus. And God says, obey the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
When He spoke to you the first time, mm-hmm. was your answer?
Okay.
Walk in the wisdom of God. Oh, spirit of confusion in the mind that the enemy is trying to offend your way. You know my voice, Lord. Follow my voice. Jesus. Clear word, God. Clear word.
Y'all better leave God alone today. Wait on your glory, God. Even when little came into your hands, praise the Lamb of God, you would sow seeds and you would tithe and what have you, and anoint to you the prayers that I have prayed over you for increase and for breakthrough. People don't know how I pray for the individuals that support, praise the Lamb of God, and that trust me as their pastor long distance, praise the Lamb of God. They don't understand, praise the Lamb of God, the man of God that I am. Hallelujah. And the last offering that you gave, that you sent in the mail, which was just a few days ago, praise, I looked at it and I smiled, hallelujah, at the amount, and I waved it before the Lord and said, God, it's time to bless her now. It's time to bless her. It's time to bless Ann. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So increase is on the horizon, but this is going to be your challenge for every new level, as Prophet Daryl has spoken. Praise the Lamb of God. That's better for you and this, that, and another. There is some soulish ties that you're going to have to break where you are, and there is some overly concernedness about people there, praise the Lamb of God, that you're going to have to break off from so that you won't be worrying. God is not the author of confusion, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. So there's going to be a peace in this move. And the hell that's raging now and the stuff that's coming around you now is to block you from going. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The enemy don't want you to leave. Praise the Lamb of God, because they know if you walk through this door, praise the, it's over. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. So I say go in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
But not before you come to the gathering. But I say go. I say go, but not before you go to the gathering in November. And have you made your reservations yet?
Yes, I have.
She hasn't met the problem. This girl lives in Imperial, California, little town down. I mean, you can drive through it in no time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, about 2 hours south of San Diego. But let me tell you something. She has not missed a gathering yet. She has not missed a prophetic gathering yet. Praise the Lamb of God. And we just praise God for Ann. Praise the Lamb of God and George here. And we thank God for you. Girl, you go on and be blessed. God is blessing you now in Jesus' mighty name. I love you. I bless you. You're my daughter. And I am happy for you. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Her code 225. Her code 225.
Hi, Prophet. This is Monique. How are you?
Monique, how is Daddy? I'm going to jump down there in the bayou and slap everybody. From mama to the own. Y'all got me praying. My knee pads. My arm, my elbow passing, y'all ain't giving no reports.
I called, that's what I called, to keep him lifted in prayer. Right now what's going on is my dad is, you know, he's in his right mind. I'm grateful to God for that. He's speaking clearly. We're waiting for the mobility of his left side to, we're commanding the mobility of his left side to come into order. And they still need to do the procedure for his heart, because when he forced his leg or the arm to move, he said his heart hurt. And we're just praying that. I know that God is going to do it. This I do know. You were one of the first people that came to my mind. I just was telling Treva, we're going to do this with, as they did in the Bible, get all the prayer warriors, the prophets together to pray and put it and command it in the atmosphere that everything line up and cause prayer warriors to pick his name up in the atmosphere and place it out there that to command his limbs to come into place and command everything to, you know, to come into his proper place. And as I was, you know, sharing with Treva, that I know that all things work out for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And my dad is called according to his purpose. And I know that this is going to cause others to come into the kingdom and ask, who is this God, the only true and living God? I do know this. So,
you know, I was praying also for your mother. I was lifting up very, very earnestly for the last few days, because I know that that can be a traumatic feeling and, you know, emotional thing on a woman who's been married to a man for these many years. And, you know, I'm praying her strength. One of my friends' father had a heart attack and down in Mississippi, and when his wife got the news, it triggered a stroke in her. So both of them were in the same hospital side by side, you know. So we want to keep mom covered, too, and the rest of you all. And God knows I have called y'all names in prayer. Praise God. Pray all on the show. The day I got the news from Trivia, she inboxed me and put it on the page. I prayed for you here on the show, and I have not stopped praying for you guys. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all dear to my heart, and I hope and pray that all be well with dads, you know. Praise the Lamb of God. So when I come down now, I can get my gumbo. I don't want nothing standing in the way of my gumbo when I come. You know that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bertha, do you have a word for our daughter today?
Monique.
Yes.
Jesus. God is going to raise your dad up. It's already done.
Yes, sir. Thank
you.
It's
going to be a miracle of the glory of God.
And the rabble,
because of the faithfulness of your mother and the children. This is the season of miracles, signs, and wonders. You are believers. You are Titus. Your soul. God said because of the faith of the family, he's going to raise him up. It's going to go through a process, but just know, total recovery in his body.
Thank you, Jesus.
Total recovery in his body.
Talk
hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. And I mean, Prophet Darrell, when I come down to Baton Rouge, from the dad to the grandchildren, her mother, her father, all of her sisters, the brother, and the grandchildren, they shut their shop down to come here as Prophet Shakespeare.
That's right.
They shut the business down. They come and they go to work, and when service starts, they lock the door, and they come in their smocks and everything and
that's
show
right.
up at the church.
Hallelujah.
Every time I come, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
I believe the word of God when he says, believe in God and you shall be established, and believe the word that he gives to the prophet and you shall prosper.
You
stand
shall
on it. So when God sent a prophet, like he did in the Bible, it is for us to heed and listen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
y'all
I'm great
know y'all was
because you're one of God's prophets.
I was sowing seeds into my life for prayer. God put you all in my heart and my spirit for, praise the Lamb of God, this season right here. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That you would stay in my heart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, what you got to say to Monique?
Sister Monique, I just want to tell you this. The same way that Prophet Elijah laid out on that boy and began to breathe on that boy, the Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you to just go breathe. Oh, I show you. I dare you to do it. I dare you to just go breathe down on that one side. Just blow on it. Blown seven times. Come on, shut up a whole side. And I guarantee you, I won't take it back. I guarantee you, you talking about a dance. You talking about a wave offering. You talking about a tongue talking. You talking about some tears shedding. Hold on, shut key on the line. The whole God. Break.
and watch God complete the process.
Thank you, Jesus.
See,
God's going to do it for you. God's going to do it. God.
You got the power.
Hallelujah.
You got the authority to speak those things that be not as though they were. You just go begin to just blow.
Yeah.
Blow seven times, I guarantee you. Oh, my God. No more pain, so after the Spirit of God, you just blow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ah, even you going to feel something when you begin to blow. So saith the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. I'm going to have to bring Prophet Darrell down to Baton Rouge with me. Praise the Lamb
yes.
of God. Come next year because Pastor Pierce has already invited me to come. Praise the Lamb of God back to change. So I'm looking forward to that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb. It ain't over.
I know it's not. Thank you, Lord.
God says it's over.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. It ain't over, baby.
Thank
it's
you, Lord.
Not over. This is a new beginning. This
new
God
beginning.
Allowed this to bring you all closer together, to bring you all into a deeper, close-knit as a family, to
yeah.
unite prayers, because there's some other miracles going to be released on you all also in the area of finances, praise the Lamb, in the area of homes, in the area of properties, in the area of business. God
yes.
is not through with you all yet, praise the Lamb of God. And there's a heavy anointing, praise the Lamb of God, on you, prophetess, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that God is going to use you for greater miracles. Once God do this, that Prophet Darrell has spoken to you about, you're going to
yes.
be released into a miracle ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. The miracle anointing is upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you what you do with it. All you got to do is release it. You command miracles. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You release it right out of your spirit. Yes, you do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You release it right out of your spirit. It's on you. Father, in Jesus' name, we release the miracle anointing on Monique. Signs and wonders following. When she walk in that hospital room, every demon must flee. Hallelujah. Every unclean spirit must dissipate. Yes, God. And let the joy of the Lord be her strength. And let her go in the power of your might, breathing on your people. Hallelujah. Let her see great and wondrous things. And let her faith go beyond life. That even when they have declared death on people, hallelujah, say they can still live. Take me to where they lay at. Hallelujah. And let her call their names and watch them rise. In the name of Jesus. Because you're God today. Work mightily in this family. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And amen. It's the Lamb of God. Woo! People of God, we are just out of time. I see the phone lines, people of God. Now, y'all know the other day they didn't even let me on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. We couldn't even get on the air. Praise the Lamb. I have to be obedient to the rules and regulations of the blog. Talk radio, you all don't give me enough offerings to buy the whole system. Praise the Lamb of God. So we can own this thing. We should own it. Praise God. But we don't own it. So I have to go. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And talk to you guys on tomorrow. But let me say thank you to Prophet Darrell. Thank you. Praise the Lamb of God to my daughter. Hallelujah. And my sister in Bertha Pruitt. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God for being here. All of our listeners and those that have called in, spread the word. Hallelujah, that there's a new fire in my bosom. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When God spoke to me about the remnant, it lit a flame in me that cannot go out. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you. I bless you. And I am excited about your future as God continues make you all and new.
There's a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. Sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm brand new. Forgiven.